Ah, yes. Thanks for coming in. Other students and staff typically won't bother me if my office door is closed, so we shouldn't have any issue with privacy. I want to talk to you about your grades. You said you have a few hours before your next class, right? This shouldn't take too long, but you never know. So let's get to it. You started out well this year, but then what happened? I mean, this is your final year. Your assignments have been late. You missed the midterm altogether, and in fact, I'm surprised you're still coming to this class at all, really. Even if you were to ace the last assignment and the final exam, you're going to have a tough time passing this course, which, might I remind you, is a prerequisite for graduating your program. I mean, sure, it's not a big deal if, say, you could just take a next term, right? But there's a problem with that plan. Due to lack of resources, I happen to know we won't be offering this class again until the following year. Officially, I have to recommend that you drop this course, mark it as a course preview, and retake it the next time it's offered. But unofficially, I want to help you out. Even though you slipped up this time, you're a pretty good student. Some of your TAs last year spoke very highly of you and mentioned how you were helping them out in the group activities. Personally, I think it was very kind of you to be so helpful. Now, off the record, I need a person who can follow instructions well for something I've been wanting to do. I can give you some extra credit to boost your marks to pass this course, if you agree. What I want to do is not difficult. But if you want to do this, then you're committed. Think of it as sort of a social or behavioral experiment, if you will. You follow all my instructions at the very end, you'll get a 25% extra credit. Interested? Good. We may as well get started right away then. I'll be sure we wrap things up today in time for you to get to your next class. So like I said, I'll be giving you some instructions that I expect you to follow. Some of the orders might seem a little random, but don't worry. There shouldn't be anything you're not capable of doing, alright? Now, to start, I would like you to put your things by the door, take your jacket off, and hang it up over there by the bookshelf. Then, take that collar that's sitting on the top shelf and put it on. For this experiment, from the moment you wear the collar until I take the collar off you at the end of this session, you are not to speak. You may only express yourself through body language or vocalize with noises that a puppy might make. Understood? No. No speaking. Just an affirmative bark. Like a puppy. That was a rather confused-sounding bark, but it's a start. You'll be spending some time on the floor, so you are going to want to take off your jeans and put them with the rest of your things. Yes, I'm serious. Take them off. Then come back here on all fours.
That's right. Good boy.
I'm going to clip this leash to your collar and you're going to come with me. I'll walk around the room a little bit, you'll crawl, and this should give you some time to get more into the mindset. Come on. Heel. That's it, pup. Just keep pace with me. And again, one more time around the room. Very nice. You're being a very well-behaved puppy. Now sit. Good boy. Shake. That a boy, you're such a good boy. And speak. No talking, remember. This is your last reminder. I'm not warning you again. Next time there will be consequences. Give me a little bark. What was that sorry excuse for a little yip? Bark for me, puppy. No, come on, do it properly. Bark. I said bark. You're just asking for it now. Come here. Now. You don't want to bark? That's fine. We'll get this underwear down and... We went over this. You don't talk back. You just obey orders. How is that so hard to understand? Naughty pup. Oh, you're feeling sorry now? That's right, you're sorry. Well, I hope you learned your lesson. Are you gonna behave and be a good pup now? And where do you think you're going, huh? Let me guess, the deal's off. You think it's that easy to get away? Just as I can add a credit. I could take a credit away from past courses, too. Don't you forget that. Do you want to finish your program or not, doggy? Is it a growl I hear? You're growling at me. You fucking dare to growl at me. Fuck me? No, fuck you! Here I was, all this time, thinking you would want to be a little Simple pup, but no. You want to behave like a bitch. Is that it? You want to be a little bitch? Fine. I'll treat you like a little puppy bitch then. Get down here. And stay down. I'll just hold your face against the ground if you keep struggling. You're suddenly a lot more compliant. Seems like you just need someone to take control of you and make you behave, puppy. You need to be shown who's the alpha around here. Look at you. Bright red ass up in the air. Bright red face on the ground. Not such a smart guy now, are you? So desperate to finish your program that you'll whore out your fucking ass for the grades to pass its course. Gay for pay, is that it? Or just a sad, crying little bitch who's gonna get fucked by his teacher. It's a lube you'll get. Unless you beg for more. But you can't bring yourself to do that, can you? That's right. Whimper from me. Your squirming is only making me harder. Fuck, you're tight. Have you ever been fucked before? Not like this, I bet. I'm gonna preach your ass real hard. Oh, fuck, your ass is clamping so tight. This is gonna be good, I can tell. Good for me, that is. For you, maybe not so much. How do you like that, huh? Having your teachers cock up your ass? Huh? You really are a bottom bitch boy, aren't you? Fucking cock up in your ass and you're actually hard. You're getting off on this. Reach back and spread it for me. I'm just gonna use your fucking tight ass and you're gonna let me. Isn't that right, puppy? Oh, fuck, yes. Who's a good boy? Oh, I'm gonna fucking come. You gotta come with me, boy. That's right. That's fucking right. Gotta keep that ass nice and warm. Get that ass up for me. It's a good boy. Getting bred and you're enjoying the fuck out of this, huh? I'm gonna breed some fucking puppies into you. You're getting close. Bark for me. That's right. Bark, bitch. I want to hear you fucking howl. Fucking good boy. Good boy. When you fucking fill you up. You do, don't you? Good. That's a good bitch, boy. I knew you'd be a good choice for this. You were so eager to be helpful all the time. So eager to please. Here, let me take the collar off of you now. Looks like we finished right on time, so you should be able to get cleaned up before your next class. That was very good for our first session. I'll even give you some bonus points for some theoretical action you appreciated. What, didn't I mention? This first time was for 5%, or 6% with that bonus. It's going to be a few more sessions before you get your full credit. I'll see you after class next week.